Matthew in chapter 28. But we'll begin in chapter 27 for just a few minutes in verse number 62 of chapter 7. All of this has been to glorify the Lord Jesus. We all know 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Boy, if we could just get a hold of that again in the United States of America, it'd make such a difference. You know, the United States of America was grounded on that. Now, if people weren't people of faith, they still would join in and everybody got along with them. Well, you may have a different thought or you may have this thought, you may have that. The American way has always been to show kindness when needed, but then also to fight when it's time to fight. We live in a day and age of some craziness going on. Some of the silliness that we see. Folks calling 911 because McDonald's run out of chicken nuggets. Oh yeah, if you've never heard that, down in Florida, it's been a number of years ago, but a woman called 911 because the local McDonald's, when she pulled up, they said they didn't have any chicken McNuggets. So she called 911 because to her, it was a 911 problem. There's been many other things happen. We've seen some videos, if you've ever watched some of them. I've told you about some of the ones that a friend of mine down in Florida, who's a sheriff, will send up to me, and just some of the silliness that's going on, and people winding up dead because of stupidity. Here in Matthew chapter 27, verse 62, now the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together and unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore the sepulcher be made sure until the third day." So now they're afraid the disciples are going to get in there and anybody else that believed on him, we're going to get in there and steal the body so they could say he arose again. So here in verse number 64, command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Hey, we need to guard that body not come out. Verse 65, Pilate said unto him, You have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can. In other words, lock up that sepulcher and throw away the key. We're going to seal it up so that body can't get out. Verse 66, so they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, that's why we worship on Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. They tried to make it as sure as they possibly could, but they didn't realize that God had other plans. He's a whole lot stronger than some stone that's been sealed. So this stone that was rolled by who knows how many of the soldiers, as they rolled it over there and as they sealed it up, they tried to make this sepulcher so sure, but thankfully God had other plans. Verse 3, his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy and did run to bring his disciples word. Y'all, he was gone before the stone was ever rolled away. Amen. This great stone that was set there to keep him in, that we do today. If you've ever been to a funeral, or if you've ever watched what they do, but they put a lid, a thick lid across the top of it. And then, of course, they put the dirt down on the grave. And it is amazing to me. There's no way you're getting out of that. But that is also very simple to understand. And that when the Lord Jesus Christ saves your soul, He saves you forever. And He says in John chapter 10 that no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. There's no way you're getting out of God's hand once you get in. There are a lot of people that want to disagree and argue with me about that. Now, I didn't say anything about living life however way you want. I got one girlfriend, one wife, one person I hold hands with, and that's my Jamie. Can't live life, and I think a feller would be foolish to have more than one wife or more than one girlfriend. Listen, I have enough struggles. All right, I want to be careful here. I'm doing a good job of that. My birthday might be the last one I see if I make it that long. You don't live life like you want. But you live in this world, you got to learn how to live in it. Amen? You do. How to be smart in it, how to glorify God in it, how to show others the Lord Jesus Christ. And the fact is that before that stone is rolled away, I want you to know this, that the Lord Jesus had done got up out of there. Amen. No stone was going to hold Him in there. And why would I bring this up? The accomplishments, Kevin. As you grow older, you see more accomplishments. It's really not because of you. Now, your hard work is being rewarded. Kenny and Kyle, your hard work is rewarded. Caden, the same for you. You know, Caden is a Poom black belt now. He had to earn that. You know, these things are not just things that people give to you. They don't give to you. When David was playing basketball with, and Micah were playing basketball at St. John's. You know, that team took third in the nation. Third in the nation. And I remember the first time that they went, they were going for the state championship, and there were some good teams in that state championship. And coach said, he said, Pastor Garver, I want you to say a few words. I said, fellas, they're not going to give you first place. You got to go get it. And Kevin, you have to go get those things. I want to make sure that they're righteous things. I want to make sure that they're things that mean something, that have some lasting thing to them. And there's a whole lot of things in our life that we try to attain to, but they're not worth anything. I think friendships are something that we want to attain to. And to have good, godly friends. My character flaw is I want everybody to be my friend. And I hate it when they don't want to be. What's wrong with me? You mean I'm not good enough? I want to be your friend. Why don't you want to be my friend? It's kind of like Opie. He wants everybody to be his friend. Beloved, all that we have in our life is because the tomb is empty. The Lord Jesus is not there. And you can put whatever you want in front of that door. They might have put a stone there. But can y'all imagine if they put a stone, that big old stone in front of that, they sealed it up, then they took a road grader, put that up next to it, and a bulldozer next to that. One of them big old earth movers, those 3-yard buckets, you know, you've seen them great big things. And they put that up against it, and then they built another building over the top of it. And they tried to seal this thing up so the disciples couldn't get in there and steal that body. But because of their ignorance and not believing in the Lord Jesus, they didn't realize they could do all that they wanted to, but they still weren't going to keep Him in there. And that's what He did for us. And it's because of what Jesus Christ has done as to what we have. Whether it be a precious wife, a good brother, a good friend, the Lord Jesus gave it to us. And we can't get the big head over it. Church family, you might say, well, yeah, pastor's made a big deal about Kevin and Kyle and Caden and I. What about me? Well, what about you? Rachel's meatloafs are pretty good. Sister Karis's cards when you're down are pretty good. Even the kitty cat ones. Sister Mona's hugs are great. Catherine's hugs are wonderful. And then there comes Brother Larry. You know, everybody's got to have burdens. The friendship that Sister Mary Lynn is. I don't know how many miles we have traveled together. And I would drive and Sister Mary Lynn would sit back there crocheting, talking to me. While Brother Ray and Sister Jamie. Of course, I'm always told by my dear brother, I'm just staring at my eyelids. Beloved, I want you to, if there's anything you get across today, It's Jesus Christ that gets all the glory. And nobody else. If you have something that's pretty precious to you, it's because of what God's done. There's a lot of that going on. Whether it be my mom. Of course, somebody said something about me saying things about my mama. Well, you know, when she spanked you, she started 3 counties away. And when she hit you, you landed 4 counties in that direction. But God's been good. Mom or dad. And no matter what the relationship was, God's been good to you. God's been good to you. If you come here and you had gasoline in your tank, and we know what gas prices are, God's been good to you. The tires on your vehicle, were they aired up? Lord's been good to you. You got fresh clothes on? Lord's been good to you. If you had any coffee, hallelujah, praise God. Lord's been good to you. If you woke up to somebody next to you that's pretty precious, God's been good to you. If you got a chair to sit in, God's been good to you. Beloved, we give the Lord Jesus all the glory and all the praise. It's about what He has done, not so much what we have done. This morning, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your struggles are. But I know this, if you trust the Lord Jesus, He'll make it all happen. Hey, we're in the month of August. You know what that means? There's no snow in the forecast. But that means that the forecast is changing in the next 6-8 weeks. You woke up in Michigan? Hey, there's one of two things going to happen today. It's either going to be gray skies, or it's going to be gray skies sometime that day. If you woke up in the state of Michigan, we definitely woke up in the state of death and taxes. If you woke up today, it gave you one more day to praise Him. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. So this morning, I'm thankful. 19 years ago, the Lord brought us here. But today, I know that the tomb is still empty, and I know the Lord Jesus is on the throne. That's what I know. Father, we praise You and thank You for this day. We glorify You, King Jesus, for all You've done for us, the friendships and the loved ones and the family. Thank You for the accomplishments. But Lord Jesus, may we give You the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, y'all, let's stand to our feet. And if Kevin, I'm going to have you come up front here. And if y'all want to congratulate him, you go right ahead. If you want to kick him in the shin, you do that. If you want to bust his nose like he's done to me twice, you may help yourself to that. As long as it's not your blood, but it's his blood. Amen. So let's stand and we'll be dismissed in prayer. Hey, y'all, come down and eat some dinner with us. Would you do that? Could you do that? Mr. Kevin, why don't you come on up here? And if y'all want to congratulate him, you go ahead and do that. And Brother Josh, right where you're at there, would you in the church service in prayer for me, sir? Amen. Come on up, Mr. Kevin. Y'all come by here and congratulate him, would you please?